a number of years.
How do you feel, and what would you say to Randy Lerner if you had the chance?
Well, you know, I think he obviously came out and, you know, made it clear that he was putting the club up for sale. That hasn't happened yet. But, you know, I think the appointment of Tom Fox speaks volumes, and he clearly still has an interest in the club's future and, you know, the ongoing operations within the club. You know, I think Tom Fox's credentials look to be fantastic. I think that says a lot.
It does. But, Christine, if you're looking to raise money on the commercial side for the football club, then it goes with success on the field. If Villa are being tagged the most boring team of this season or any other Premier League season, it's hardly going to help with your commercial revenue when you're looking to sell the product to big companies, is it?
Yeah, but I think they're unfairly tagged. And, you know, I don't think that can be the whole opinion of certainly, you know, good fans and other sports people that are there. You know, I've been to every single home game. I'm a season ticket holder. I've been to away games. And, you know, I do know about football. I've been involved in football my whole life. And, you know, I've come away from games thinking they were very unfortunate to not take 3 points. They've had really decisions made against them for whatever reason, you know, and yet so I don't tag them as being a boring team.
So are you supporting Paul Lambert?
Yes, and I know people might think I'm being biased because I'm Scottish. That's not the case. I do like his mentality and you know, in football, and I think he's brought, you know, a lot of good stuff from his time in Germany. And I like that sort of that style.
Why is it not happening? Why have? Because is that squad better than the league table suggests? And if it is, why aren't they doing better? What in terms of goals and results?
Well, I think they've been very unlucky with injuries, suspensions for whatever reason. I know there's been a few red cards recently. But I do think the squad are better. And I've watched Nathan Baker over the last good number of seasons. I've watched him mature and develop into what I regard as a very strong player. And even the fans have turned round from, you know, being a wee bit critical of him a couple of seasons ago to now, I think, being very favourable to Nathan Baker. Leandro Bacuna, I'm a big fan of. And, you know, I'm a fan of the whole squad. I think that, you know, the appointment of Carlos Gil is, you know, I hope it's going to be a good thing, but I think Paul Lambert recognises any area that needs to be improved, and I just think it's an ongoing thing, and I don't think they're in a relegation battle. The whole league, the Premier League, is a difficult league. I watch Scottish football as well, and, you know, I was there last week at a match, and honestly, I can assure you, it's just, you know, the teams in the Premier League, I think, are all good. Burnley, Leicester, QPR, all these teams that people think are given 3 points, they're not.
No, it's a very competitive league. But you are backing Paul Lambert, and he's doing good things. Carlos Gil is the first, obviously, signing for Villa. You would hope there'd be a few more, but how much money is there? I'm not sure. Christina, backing the club, backing Lambo, and saying they're not in a relegation scrap. Villa fans, are you saying the same thing? Do you side with Christina or some of what Christina says?